FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the final pre-season special of This Club Is My Club, right here on North Manchester 106.6 FM and across the world in podcast form on the FC United of Manchester podcast channel. And joining me now, it's Mr. FC United of Manchester podcast channel himself. It's Woodzo. Hello, Woodzo.
I don't think that's me, my friend.
Right, well, we're here on a delightful gantry.
Oh, it's lovely now, isn't it?
At Shaw Bridge, the home of Clitheroe. So it's a new setup here. Last time, I think we were in that stand
in
just
the stand,
to our left.
The cars are half the pitch, yeah.
But now it's, well, it's this is lovely. So we're here to bring you live commentary this afternoon of the final pre-season friendly of the summer against Clitheroe. And, stick around. We'll have that for you later. But, Woodzo, come on slightly earlier. Just to talk about Tuesday night. We had from Lancashire to Cheshire.
Oh, Macclesfield. I was going to hear what Tuesday night then. Yes, Macclesfield.
Macclesfield away at the Moss Rose. And here's all the action. It's left of centre. It's 2 yards outside the penalty area and about 5 yards in from the corner of the penalty area on the left-hand side. But it is going to be Berry to take this on his right foot, or maybe Kenge on his left. No, it's going to be Berry. In it comes. Wonderful, wonderful finish from Berry. Larrikin was outstretched and it still wasn't enough. And a fine goal there from Macclesfield to open the scoring here at the Moss Rose on 42 minutes. Woodzo.
Yeah, I mean, like you say, it was a foul that probably didn't need to be made, but what a strike. Like you say, Lavercombe was at full stretch, and he still managed to get it round him and into the far corner. So it was a great strike.
Here's Curran, and it's starting to open up here for Mac. And, that's a good finish from Mendy, but all very self-inflicted, that, wasn't it, Woodzo?
Terrible bit of play. I mean, I was just about to say before he worked his way in there that we need half-time now, and Mieko played a very lazy ball into midfield, nowhere near Linney. Linney didn't move towards it, you're quite right, but it wasn't a very good ball. It was a ball into nothing. Good bit of football, good finish again. Absolutely great finish, but, you know, talk about self-inflicted. And we're now gone from 0-0 to going into 2-0 down.
Linney motoring forward, he's only got one player in the box. The ball breaks to McCarthy on the edge of the penalty area. And again, Macclesfield are defending like a late 80s Holland team at the moment. The right at the edge of their own penalty area in good numbers. Shot comes in from
on target.
Anderton there with a fizzing shot, and that is officially the first shot on target from FC United in this game. That back pass is terrible.
He's in the bar, he's his own
the bar.
Incredible.
It really was a poor back pass.
Bizarre.
I've never seen a back pass like that. Right in the air, the goalkeeper gave up on it and it hit the bar. Ennis, good stuff. Linney, Palinkas infield. Palinkas, lovely stuff. Here's McArthur, a shot.
Okay, good move.
Good, very good move from FC United. That was the best move of the night so far from the visitors.
Nice football, that was.
Ennis to McGee, back to Ennis. Ennis now through the middle. Oh, Linney turns. Ball breaks to Ennis. Ennis, surely.
Yes.
The goalkeeper had... It was shot at him, but it was shot with venom, and the goalkeeper he tried to palm it. It ran a very awkward position round the post, but the ball wasn't having any of it. In it goes, 2-1 the score, and is there a way back into this game? Good ball to find Linney. Linney chests it down, plays it out to Palinkas, back to Linney. Linney, into the back post area,
McGee.
And there, following in was McGee, and that's been coming. The equaliser. It's been a good second half from FC United, hasn't it, Woodzo?
We've played really well. We're just back on top, and yes, we've done really well. Good move that. Palinkas and Linney on the right hand side here. Good ball in.
Askew takes a touch, crosses that ball in it. And there's McCarthy!
Should have been a goal.
It's a good save, but it should have been a goal.
It should have been a goal. That should have been the winner. Should have been the winner of that. A great ball in.
Anderson's got an overlap there from Askew. Askew into space to the byline on the left-hand side of the box. In it comes!
Yes!
Oh, good save by the goal there. Well,
premature goal celebration there.
I know.
I thought I was in.
It's just a friendly, mate.
I almost come back from 2-2.
Neil Reynolds joins us now. Hello, Neil.
Hi, Ben.
Right. What do you think? Because I enjoyed that game, but I think... In the first half, you might have a criticism about the finishing or lack of. But in the second half, the substitutes injected a lot of pace. I mean, what's your thoughts?
Firstly, apologies to the listeners. I've just spent 5 minutes talking about Charlie Ennis in there. Mm-hmm.
Why have I talked about Charlie Ennis in there to the younger lads? A lad who's nearly 33. I haven't embarrassed him. I've told him exactly what people need to be. And if you want to be the best version of yourself, that lad gets up and half five every morning, goes to the gym. He goes to the gym in the evenings. He looks after himself meticulously. He goes on all these, put his runs on the group chat. He doesn't know he's a certain starter yet. So every time he comes on or he plays, he makes an impression. Some nonsense that I'm hearing up and down that he's not good enough and he's this. You've just seen a masterclass with Charlie Ennis tonight. And Robbie Savage just said it, the management team just said it, who is he? And I went, I don't want to say he should have seen him 5 or 6 years ago because I think he's playing the best football of his career now. But he hasn't, and I've said to the lads, if you want to be the best, you've got to take what he just injected into that team there. And if we do, we'll be okay because I thought second half, we were incredible. But it was down to him. It was literally down to him. The tempo of the game changed. I thought we did well first half. Two appalling goals again. Mm-hmm. You know, make a decision. We've got to go long. We don't. Then the pass from Eddie, the second goal. And we go in 2-0 down. And how we went 2-0 down is unexplainable. But character of the side came out. Substitutions, Harry McGee again. Yep. Leaving an impression, going and scoring. Thought Jack Anderton, Josh Askew, immense. I thought Jan Palinkas was levels above anything.
I had Jan Palinkas as a talking point up my sleeve because obviously we know you've got a problem for Atherton Coles, but I don't think it's that big a problem anymore,
no,
to be honest.
I haven't now. I could say that. I've got more of a problem in and around that to know whether or not we can keep a clean sheet with the two experienced centre-halves, and I've challenged them both on that. I've got a problem, you know, at left-back. Can the left-back bring the levels that they brought in pre-season? You know, they're going to scrap it out in the middle of the park. I thought Donoghue was great again tonight. Vincent's out injured. Griffiths has got to come back in. But I can't lead that horse of water. I can only throw him out there. And I think if you look on the balance of pre-season, I think yourself, Paul, you know, Timmy, I bet you could name 9 out of the starting 11 that would start against Atherton. And that's not because who they are. I think that's because of what they've done in pre-season.
Up front, McCarthy and Linnett. Obviously, Linnett's come back off holiday. Sometimes, obviously, he's finishing. You're going to go, in 3 weeks' time, he's going to nail that. He still managed to get himself in good positions, as did McCarthy. It's just them playing together, isn't it?
You'd rather miss him in pre-season. Yeah. You know, Max had one in the first half. He's had 2 in the second half. Linnett's had 1 in the first half. He's had 1 in the second half. I just thought we got really encouraging positions. I thought when we brought on, you know, Jack, and we had the firepower of Linnett, and McCarthy and, you know, Donoghue in wide areas at times with Jan breaking lines. I just thought we looked explosive, but we're only as good as the lads behind it and how they recycle the ball and how they use the ball. And I think when we play as expansive as we do, you know, we're gonna make mistakes. We're gonna give the ball away. So it's important that when we do, then the back line are, you know, solid and stand tall. And, you know, unfortunately tonight we give away 2 elementary goals that we should never give away.
You'd rather concede those goals in pre-season. You're not going to come up against a winger like Berry, though, are you, in the NPL? I mean, he really did inject a lot of life into that first half.
They're fantastic. Macclesfield, a really good side. You know, Nicky Maynard was sat in the stands tonight, you know, about to sign for them. We're talking about a club that's aspirationally going to get to the league, you know, and probably before FC United. And that's not me being optimistic. That's me being realistic about the money that's behind the scenes here. And you can only take your hat off. They're doing everything now to win the league this season, to get out. Hopefully we get out this season. If they don't, they'll be on our tails and they'll want to get out then. So you're going to see a team, as long as, you know, the owners hang around, that they're going to challenge for things. So the team that you saw tonight is their first team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've shown at times that there is still a gulf between the Premier League and the First Division. I thought second half at times we pulled them all over the place, but I thought first half they did it to us. So, you know, there's not a great deal of difference between the top sides in both divisions, but I think Macclesfield will win the league at a canter, and that's a really good test for us tonight, and I'm proud of the boys.
So, last game, Sunday, Clivero away.
Yeah, leave your shin pads at home.
I feel like we've built this game up into some kind of battle, and I'm sure it's going to be a delightful game of football. Yeah. But you've got to be encouraged, haven't you, based on, if we take City Liverpool out of the equation, the Doncaster performance, especially the first 40 minutes, the second half against Bamburgh, especially the second half here, and for most of the first half as well, we have got a bit of momentum, haven't we?
And they're getting used to each other still.
Yeah.
You know, still working out characters. And, you know, I just said, I treated tonight as Tuesday night away at Belper. You know, who can I trust to go to Belper when the fans aren't, you know, maybe coming the numbers? And I've learnt a lot of things again tonight. But it's shaping up nicely. But, you know, we've put together a really, really strong squad. And people know the lads we've got out missing at the minute. And they're going to have to come back in and wrestle the shirt off people. People will have up and down moments across the season. It's important that we've got that squad depth to bring people in. But I'm really optimistic. I don't think we'll come across many sides like Macclesfield this season. That's no disrespect to anyone in our league. I think they may be different, but I don't think they'll be, you know, as good and move the ball as well. I think we'll be okay. We've built that side now, and we're hopeful. We're doing a lot of work on the training ground. We've got a lot to do between now and Atherton. You know, the game against Clitheroe will be good, and that'll be a marker because Macclesfield play Clitheroe first game of the season here, so we're going to play, you know, two teams that are going to be up there, I think, in the league below us. So it'll be a good test for us. Two different styles. Clitheroe will be more aggressive, where Macclesfield are more, you know, free flowing. But I think it'll be a good game, and then after that we'll train Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then the squad will be picked on the Friday for the Atherton game, and you know, then the roller coaster does start. But you know, if anybody is sat at home, we're targeting 7 points from our first 9 games. If we got that off to a good start, you know, we'll be happy. And if we don't, then we'll look back on it. But you know, that's the start that we want. And if we get that start, then who knows where we'll end up. But there's going to be a lot of hard work to do between now and the end of them 9 points. But I'm certain that, you know, if we turn up on our night and we play like we can, like you said, Doncaster tonight, second half, Banbury, then we'll give teams a good test.
Neil Reynolds there, speaking after that 2-2 draw with Macclesfield on Tuesday night. Woodso,
hello.
It was a good performance, that. Let a concentration go for about 2 minutes towards the end of the first half, but generally, it was a good game of football.
It was a mad 5 minutes, I would say, before half-time, where we lost the plot a tad, to be honest, and paid the price against a good side. However, we weathered that. Before that, we did okay. We didn't really... I'm going to use a word that you quite liked in commentary. We got up to their box and then started playing patty cake instead of actually like pulling the trigger. That's one thing I think we need to improve on for this season.
If you don't know what patty cake is, it's the northern version of tiki-taki.
Yeah, patty cake, baker's man. That's where it comes from.
Bake me a cake and we'll probably score in the second half.
Score in the second half, yeah, exactly.
I mean, joking aside, is there a question mark about the way we start games during pre-season? Or am I building too much into it? Because I'm thinking... I'm building too much into it, because the first half against Doncaster we were brilliant, the second half against Banbury were brilliant, and the second half against Mac we were brilliant. City Liverpool we weren't brilliant at all throughout. So there is no pattern, is there?
There's no pattern, no. Absolutely. And you know, let's be honest, pre-season is all about bringing new players in, getting them into the squad, you know, and formulating a team for, you know, mid-August or whenever your respective league starts. So that's the main thing. Results aren't entirely the be-all and end-all, but you know, people are going to look at that in black and white and go, ooh, you know. My view on the pre-season so far is, against the teams that we've played from below, we've absolutely given generally a bit of a shoo-in to.
Do you class Macclesfield as below? Cause
well, no, that's what I'm saying. So teams like Jersey Bulls, you know, we banged six past then.
We're two against Longridge.
Two against Longridge.
Four against Fullwood.
Six at Ashton.
We played Bootle. Bootle, nil-nil.
Berry was...
something more.
It's been a long pre-season.
That was the one where we scored. Scored.
Ashton Athletic, we got six.
That's right.
But what I'm saying is, when we play the teams above us, or below us, but probably will be above us, or at least at the same level very, very soon, we've not done as well. However, that's no bad thing, because pre-season, there's nothing to be gained by winning 6-0 every week, but there's nothing to be gained by playing very good teams and getting beat or not scoring goals every week. So I think we've had a decent balance of that, personally.
Just talking about the actual individual performances, Woodso, on Tuesday night, the standout performance, and Neil gave him special mention, was Charlie Ennis. He was the one who injected life. I know we said on the radio Murray was probably man of the match in his performance. But Ennis, again, he's been putting in some good performances.
Ennis has done really well, yeah. The problem we've got is, going into next week, you're obviously going to have players who are not available for varying reasons, you know, whether it be injuries or unavailable or holiday or whatever. You know, you're going to get that. You get that at the start of every season. So, you know, that midfield is probably up for grabs. There's probably three positions in the midfield. If we're talking everybody's fully fit, for me, my midfield will be Vincent, Woolerton. Then you see Murray's played himself into it. Donoghue's obviously done well. Ennis is there.
Griffiths.
Griffiths. He's missed a lot, so I think he's behind everybody else. But you know, don't forget, again, we've got another player who'll be behind is Jonathan Smith, but he's on holiday. So, you know, left back, is that open to question? Well, probably not, because I think Guy Hall is away, and that's why he's not playing today. He's back for next week, but he probably won't play, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. We could have a chat full time after today's game about that's probably how we're shaping up against Staffordshire.
So, mostly it's pre-season. You know, we tried to mould a team, and generally, I think we've got it. But then you hit with injuries to a new player comes in, Alex Wallerton. He's done well in this league, he's proven in this league, and then he gets injured, so he's out for the start of the season. There's still positions up for, you know, Jack Anderton did really well in the second half on Tuesday, looks very raw. Is he a starter? Potentially. Is he a starter over Mieko? Or he's not a starter over Linney. He doesn't play necessarily the same position as McCarthy. So that forward three, if you like, there's probably a position open there between Anderton, Mieko, maybe Donoghue if he moves a bit further. There's still question marks, and Neil's got this decision to make. And I think he said on Tuesday, I watched it back, watched him back. He said it's a good position to be in terms of he's got to disappoint players and say, sorry, you're not in it. But, and that's no bad thing, because what we don't want to be doing is starting is scratching around trying to get a 16 out of 17 or 18 players. You know, we've still got plenty of choice. I've just been talking to Viv, and she said, you know, what's your starting 11? I went,
oh, I think that's the problem,
You tell me. You can still perm plenty. I mean,
we're going to discuss this in a second when we go over to SC Live. We don't want to repeat ourselves. But looking at the starting 11 here, it's probably not too far off. I thought it wasn't too far off, his starting 11 against Atherton Colls. But then, speaking to Neil, there's injuries and there's players unavailable. And it's not the starting 11 he wants. So,
but it might be the one that he has to play.
But the spin on it said, this is an opportunity for some of these players,
correct,
to get themselves on that team sheet,
correct,
for next Saturday when
absolutely
we're back at Broadhurst,
right,
Park. So that's our little chat. Is there anything else to cover from Tuesday?
I think we're okay.
It was a good evening, that enjoyable evening's football. This is the final pre-season game here against Clitheroe, and then it starts up again. Atherton Colls on Saturday, Belper Town away on Tuesday night. Welcome to midweek aways.
Absolutely.
And then Whitby away on a Saturday.
I know.
Who thought? Who knew that would happen ever in our lifetimes? Well, we are living in the future after all. But
Or a summer Saturday, because it was Saturday a couple of seasons ago when we beat them last minute. But it was in the depths of January.
It was freezing.
It
I
was
remember,
cold.
Yes. So, thank you to the league for listening. But that's our little chat about Tuesday night, heading into today's game against Clitheroe. To find out now what happened on Sunday afternoon against Clitheroe in the final pre-season game of the summer, it's now time to hand over to our FC Live team of Woodsow. But first, me. Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And you join us here with Lancashire sunshine here in the... Look at that view, Woodsow. Look at it.
It's
gorgeous.
It's warm up here, mate.
It's warm.
It's warm up here. But you've got shorts and T-shirt. I've got a jumper on here.
You join us here at Shawbridge, the home of Clitheroe, and this afternoon, the home of Clitheroe against FC United of Manchester in the final pre-season friendly of the summer. How enjoyable has this pre-season been? I don't mean as a commentary team. We've had a delightful time.
Oh, that's been brilliant, yeah.
But
yeah.
Just generally, I mean, it's been
okay, actually.
It's been all right, hasn't it?
Yeah, there's been plenty of goals early on, certainly. Some good games, some not so good games, a couple of new places to visit. It's ticked all my boxes, so to speak.
FC United, we suspected heading into this game today that, Neil, this would be as close as possible to the lineup next Saturday when FC United take on Atherton Colls at Broadhurst Park in the first league game of the season. However, looking at the team and speaking to Neil before the game, he's a bit frustrated because injuries and player absentees, it's kind of thrown a spanner in the works.
Yeah, I mean, we know there's one starter saying, Clive Smith, who obviously can't play for the first three games because he's suspended with a red card at Colls last year. So we know straight away there's one. Of course, he's playing today. Andy Halls doesn't seem to be here. We need to play Palinkas at right back to get him in, like he did on Tuesday, to get him, because he'll have to play right back from next Saturday. Let's hope he doesn't get injured today, or else we'll be dipping into the market again this week, probably, for a right back. We've got some, like I said, some injured, some people who are still out injured, obviously. I mean, Griffiths is on the bench today. I don't know how fit he actually is. Obviously, Woolerton's out injured. Yeah, it's probably not ideal, but I think we always get that. I think it doesn't seem to be an FC. We were talking during the week, and it doesn't seem to be an FC start of the season without somebody missing somewhere for some reason. So, you know, it's non-league football. It's nature of the beast, as they say. And we've just got to make the most of it. I mean, we were talking before we came in there about, you know, what will next week's lineup be. And whilst it's not ideal that there's players missing for varying reasons, as you pointed out, it's an opportunity for people. So people like, you know, Harry McGee, who has been in and out injured, done well when he's played, scored again on Tuesday, scored obviously over in Jersey. He's got an opportunity. Jack Anderson starting, he's got an opportunity to make a mark there. You know, because I think there's certain positions. I think midfield, there's probably positions open for you know, for players to come in. And even the forward line, you know, if we're going to play a 4-3-3 in essence, however you want to describe it, I think Linney and McCarthy will be the starter. So you've got likes of Mieko who'll be challenging for other positions.
How delightful was it on Tuesday night when they started to hook it up a bit in McCarthy and Linney?
Yeah, thinking absolutely.
Of, you know, there was that beautiful build-up where the ball got whipped in, and if McCarthy connected with his head and it had gone in, that would have been one of the best goals we've ever seen at FC United.
Potentially, yeah.
But unfortunately, it is pre-season, and it's his pre-season as well.
Didn't quite get there, yeah.
But those two together is an exciting combination.
I think
And unfortunately, because Linney went on holiday a couple of weeks ago,
he was looking rusty on Tuesday night.
Exactly.
You know, he'd have had a couple of goals.
He was only looking rusty on his finishing. His positional play his brain was very much switched on.
Yeah.
But this is Linney's last game before a competitive game, and here's hoping he can do well today.
You know, I assume he was training on Thursday, so that helps to bring a bit of sharpness back into him. And then, like you say, a game today, and then we're into it next week. I have no worries over his fitness or anything like that. So
it's literally just the
sharpness of you know, in front of goal, which will come. Now I've no worries about him on that score whatsoever. So yeah, it'll be an interesting game. We've played him a few times in the past couple of years. Clearly they're in friendlies, and they've been robust, shall we say, games. A couple of red cards at Broadhurst Park before Christmas, just before in that first lockdown, we thought we were going to start again. There was a game last summer here when there was tackles flying in left, right and centre. I think it was last summer. But, you know,
I mean, to be fair, it is new management. Billy Priest is the manager.
Billy's now, yeah.
And, well, he's a non-league legend, isn't he?
I had a quick chat with him before the game then, when he was signing my FC book for me, and he asked how we all were.
Oh, your collection of autographs is ever-growing, isn't it?
It's ever-growing in the old...
What book is it that they're signing?
FC United, A Complete History, from RMI to Rimini, 2005 to 2022. Written by Carl Ladley.
There we go. Available on the FC United store. Head over to fc-utd.co.uk.
And also potentially yet another signing, potentially at the game on Saturday in the bar. We're just working on that to see who we can get to come down. So hopefully there'll be another one on Saturday if you want to collect some more scribbles of some old players.
Excellent stuff.
Anyway, the plug's over.
But FC United now out onto the pitch, wearing red, white and black. Dan Lavercombe in goal, of course. Mentioning some of the players, obviously Palinka starts, but we reckon he's going to be playing right back.
He'll be playing right back,
that's where he's playing on next Saturday, regardless of what happens today.
Get injured.
Askew at left back. Askew was another player who injected a bit of life into that game on Tuesday night.
He played well. I mean, he got that bad injury the other week, didn't he? And you sort of thinking, is he going to play? Is he going to be fit? And he actually came on Tuesday and was excellent at left back. So yes,
another player who keep an eye on today is Mieko. Mieko, bag of tricks, keeps hold of the ball even when there's three players around him and stuff. And we mentioned how McCarthy and Linney, we hope to build that relationship. I think Mieko has got a role to play in that as well.
I like a Mieko type player. He reminds, I mentioned, I saw his name in the only paper this morning, he scored yesterday, Sam Maidley.
Yes.
Players like that who, if they don't know what they're going to do next, a defender certainly doesn't, and I like that. You get inconsistencies, you get games where they look terrible, you know, all over the place, but what you also get is you get players who are absolutely unplayable on the day. And I think that's what he is, you know, a Sam Maidley type who his legs are everywhere. But I'll tell you what, if he can get a run of games going, I think he can be a player for us.
We still play the Sam Maidley clip against Harrogate in that brilliant comeback.
Chuck it off him and ran all the way. Brilliant goal. Brilliant goal.
But we're here now in the present as FC United in their final pre-season game here at Clitheroe. And let's find out what happened now with all the goals. 2 minutes on the clock, a corner ball to Clitheroe over on the hill. And played short to Webb Foster. In it comes into the box. It's not been dealt with this by FC United. Lavercombe spills it. It hits the post. Sefta Gonzalez can spin and turn. And in it goes. And everyone is looking at the referee.
Well,
going, is that not a foul on Lavercombe?
It wasn't. It was before that. It looked like it had gone out for a goal kick off the corner. Completely miscontrolled it. And from this angle, it looked like it was miles over the touchline. Cross spoon back in. Lavacombe then looked like he was fouled. He hit the post. It came to Gonzalez, and he sort of shinned it into the far top corner. A bit of a farce all over.
Well, 2 minutes on the clock. Clitheroe taking the lead here in surreal circumstances. And
interesting then, the liner on this side just glanced down to the touchline and saw Mr. Reynolds glaring at him. So I'm not sure if he's going to be going down to the halfway line anytime soon.
It's good to see Griffiths involved.
Yes, and he's done well since he's come on.
Yeah, he has. Here's Ennis now. Ennis to Anderson. Anderson's got support from Palinkas on the right-hand side. Anderson plays it to Palinkas now. Palinkas,
bad touch.
Caught in two minds there, didn't he? And now Clitheroe can counter with Webb Foster.
Anderson did really well, though.
His ball infield is cut out by Jones. Jones with a good ball to find McCarthy, who's onside. McCarthy now.
Oh, what a goal. What a finish.
A brilliant finish. The goalkeeper went down to his left to try and get it. He didn't get enough purchase on the save. McCarthy there with a fine finish. And 56 minutes played here, and FC United have got an equaliser. Linney looking to take on his man back into the penalty area. A tackle was made, and well, the referee has given a penalty. And
Carter's back. The referee saying he's come through the back of his leg, possibly soft, possibly a penalty.
We can't really comment from this angle.
No, I mean, there was contact. You make contact in the box, you're asking for trouble, especially with this particular official.
We've got about 20 minutes left of this game, and it's a penalty to FC United. Charlie Innes to take. And when you're dealing with a stand like that, Woods, though, the net, I find, looks smaller.
It does.
Without a stand behind it. But here's Ennis, lines up.
Good penalty.
Great penalty. Drilled straight down to
the
middle.
In the middle. High. You're not going to save those.
And it's 2-1.
2-1 to FC. I think deserved in the second half. I think deserved.
Throwing taken by Clitheroe over on the far side. Cross comes in. Oh, it hits the back post. And in it goes. 11 minutes left
to touchline on the far side.
11 minutes left to play, and well, unfortunate.
Bizarre.
2-2.
I mean, it's bizarre. He's lofted a cross from the far touchline. It's gone over everybody, hit the post, and actually, instead of bouncing out, it's actually bounced in. So fair play.
And that is full time in the last pre-season game of the summer. A 2-2 draw. Up and down game from FC United, but all eyes now on Atherton Colls on Saturday at Broadhurst Park.
I think it's like I said at half time. I think you could probably say we've seen a typical FC game. We've seen good, bad, and indifference. It was a good open game. You know, they're starting their season next week as well, so they're going to go for it. And you know what? Both teams contributed. It was a decent game of football. Both teams had moments where they were on top. Both teams had moments where the other team were the better side. I think, like I said in commentary there, I think the things will take out of it, of the little things. I think Palinkas at right back again, absolutely tick there. The defence have had a good run out. Jones had a really, really good game, so a tick there. I thought Ennis played well.
Yeah.
Griffiths, when he came on, really happy for him, because like I said, I think I figured he was slightly behind other players in midfield in regards of starting next week. He's put a marker down. If he's fit enough and stays fit, I think he's put a marker down for next week. McCarthy never stopped running. Linney was looking a bit sharper again than compared to say Tuesday night. So a lot of pluses, absolutely. We've lost two goals to one that I don't think should have counted for. I think it was a out of play and a foul and a freak cross from it looped in off the post. So, you know, both goalkeepers did have some saves to make. You can argue on both ends, did they have enough? So from one point of view, it's a plus point, defending well, but have we made the Clitheroe keeper work enough? That's a possibility. You know, one of our goals was a penalty. So overall, a decent pre-season game. Hopefully he'll take something. You always take something out of the game, you know, positive or negative, and hopefully he has done.
Obviously, heading into this game, we were talking about Palinkas having to play it right back, definitely against Atherton Colls. Mm. He played really well there on Tuesday. He's played really well here.
Correct.
That's one of the big positives.
Absolutely, yeah. I think that's one thing I would take out of this game more than anything is, are we confident that he's going to slot in it right back and do well next week? Or should do well? You can never guarantee. We know that. Next Saturday against Atherton? Absolutely. I would have no problems putting him in there. And, you know, obviously he will play there. I think I heard on the interview from Tuesday night, well, I caught it at half time. There's three training sessions this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah. But we are going to be joined by Neil Reynolds.
He's on his way. He's on his way up. He's just said to the stewards, I'm on way to the radio.
Hello, Neil.
Hey, Ben.
So, we said it was going to be a battle.
Yeah.
This is exactly what I think you were after. Loads of stuff going on off the ball, left, right and centre. But is that useful, what we've
just
seen there?
Yeah, brilliant. Last two games for us in pre-season, Macclesfield and Clitheroe, two really good sides, two different sides, who are both, I think, will be up at the top of the league for different reasons. I think Macclesfield for, you know, kind of the spending power and able to bring in who they want and the football that they play. But Clitheroe are a good side. They won't make it easy for teams, and they've got that dogginess. They don't mind putting a foot in, but they can play as well. But I was super impressed today to come here and have seven out, eight out, and come here and some of the football in the second half I thought was excellent.
I mean, that's the thing that we have obviously done most of these pre-season friendlies, and we've been building towards this game. And the question here was, is that this lineup here today going to be what we see after the calls?
No,
because you've had injuries.
Unfortunately, not. You know, Andy Hall's not being here today. Guy Hall not being here. James Vincent, Michael Donoghue, all starters. You know, but it's a tough one. That's pre-season. You've got to deal with it. And you know, I think over the course of pre-season, the lads have had the same minutes. They've all put themselves in the window. It's not always gone for us, but the lads out there today give a really good account of themselves. But we have got some big hitters missing, and you know, they're going to train this week and come back into the squad.
So there is an opportunity though for some other players to come in. I don't think you would have liked to see Griffiths as early as you did, but he's just hit the ground running, hasn't he?
Probably best of my feeling. I'll keep saying it, you know, that I've seen on his day, and when he came in today he was excellent, but we wanted to give him 20 minutes, you know, that was a maximum. But when we got an injury to Eddie, he was likely to be out now next week. Griff had to come in, but he was tired, but he did really well. But now that's another great option for us to have, because you know, with Vincent, with Griffiths, with Ennis, with Smith, with Donoghue, with Murray, you know, we've got real big options here. So no, exciting times.
Palinkas again. I think Woods, though, we've agreed he's man of the match.
Yeah, by a mile from here, yeah.
Obviously, you've got players like Ennis still pulling the strings and stuff, but Palinkas,
he's brilliant. He's gone into right back. Obviously, we lose Clive Smith for the first three games, and you know, he's taking it like duck to water. And you know, I demand a lot of our fullbacks. You can probably hear me and me. There are wide men, and they've got to do a hell of a lot of running, probably on average 3K more than any other player in the team. So you know, you ask likes of Doddy and Donners, you know, now we're asking Josh Askew, Guy Hall, you know, we've asked Clive Smith, Jan Palinkas, and they do it. And Jan's a great player. And you know, what about the one that he took in his face before and he just got up and shrugged it off, and they don't make him like that anymore.
Now, it's your pre-season too, Neil, for these post-match interviews. So, just to get you warmed up for the new season, let's talk about some of the referee decisions. Oh. Hey?
I've got no opinion. I've
no. I mean, it's a referee's pre-season as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. So, yeah. And you're always going to, you know, get a referee who has a bad performance. I think today, you know, I'm not here to call him. I think he just got it wrong from start to finish. And I think once he didn't give the foul on Lavercombe, and then he turned his back on the shenanigans with Linney, and then he's missed three or four. He just lost it, I think. And he just apologised at the end of the game. But it is the pre-season as well. And you're allowed to have off days. And we've had an off day as a team at City Liverpool. He's had an off day today, but we'll hopefully he won't have too many more off days.
But you think about the goals we conceded. It's, well, I don't know if it's gone out. Woodsall's convinced it's come out.
On that side,
come out,
yeah.
And back in again. And obviously Lavercombe's fouled. I'm getting confirmation it did indeed go out.
Yeah, it went out,
so
yeah.
You've got that. And you've also got the freak goal.
Where,
I mean, to be fair, you can see that back post because he's on an elevated position, can't he? But he's gone right into the...
Yeah, I mean, it's a freak goal. You know, that doesn't beat Dan. But that's a pleasing thing. You know, two... Apart from Dan, I think he made a save. You know, the decisions that will use the goal for you. You know, the foul on Lavercombe and then the second one, and you know, cross comes short. It's one of them that you see once a season. So you know, I was happy that the way we defended. I thought Curtis Jones was excellent. Thought Clive did well at centre half, but it'd be nice to get, you know, Andy Hall's back. And you know, I can tell everyone now. You know, Hall's, Jones, and Palinkas will fight it out for two out of three centre half shirts. And when Clive Smith's suspension up, he'll fight it out at right back with probably Palinkas. So we've got, you know, we've got options there. But yeah, it's been a great pre-season. I love it when they're over, because obviously now it becomes real. But I know the management team at Atherton were here today, and they've probably learnt a bit. But obviously they'll know that we've got, you know, key players missing. So I look forward to getting them back in next week.
So you've already given us a points target, 7 from 9. I mean, what do you think is possible? Is it all dependent on who you've got starting on Saturday, or do you reckon you could do it with the squad you've got? I mean, what's your thoughts on Saturday as Reds towards the league season now?
You know, if we ignore the noise of, you know, not winning the first game of the season for how many years and people don't let
2012, wasn't it?
And people don't let that pressure get to them. I think we've seen in games this pre-season we're a very good team, you know, and throw the lads in that I've just said, you know, we aren't here, or, you know, strengthen the bench. I'd like to think that, you know, we'll have too much for Atherton, but you never know. I've watched them, you know, last week I've watched all the footage from the Witton game, the big, the strong, you know, the good on set pieces. They're not going to be a rollover. It's not going to be one of them that we can say it's a definite win. Atherton always make it hard for teams, and, you know, you look at the Premier League yesterday where Liverpool dropped points against Fulham, and, you know, there's no givens in football. But I'd like to think that the way we play, I think we can get it packed at Broadhurst Park and rocking, and we can score early. I think we should. I'm liking to think we should win the game, but we're going to have to work hard. There's no givens. And then, you know, Belper, the unknown quantity, and then you go to Whitby. And, you know, I've said, if we want to be where we are, and nobody does, everyone wants a 7 from 9 start of the season. If we don't get it, we don't get it. But everyone wants that. You know, ideally get 9 from 9, but you don't know what's going to happen. And to be honest, I haven't been able to watch a great deal of teams in and around us, so I don't know what they're going to look like this season. You know, Jacob Hazel has left Whitby now. Is that a big void, and are they not going to be able to replace him?
Yeah.
You know, Belper have done great last season. They come up, and Atherton have strengthened, and they've all lost once in pre-season. So who knows? But we can't wait to get going now. You know, we're going to come in 3 times this week now. We're going to train. We're going to work on a load of things, you know, set pieces and our shape. And then, you know, for me on Friday, I've got to let about 4 lads down, which isn't going to be nice, but it's part and parcel of the job.
Well, Neil, part and parcel of the job. Big thank you for joining us. And all these pre-season post-match interviews as well. And good luck in training this week, and catch up on Saturday.
Thank you, and good luck to Clitheroe as well. You know, and thanks for hosting us today. And hopefully they can get promoted and, you know, kick on, because there's a lot of money being spent in this ground. It's a nice little ground now, and, you know, we certainly enjoy coming here. So no, thanks to everyone that's followed us in pre-season. Thanks to the radio team, and let's make it real now against Atherton next week.
Nice one, mate. Thanks, Neil.
Thank you very much.
And on that note, that's us. Bombshell. Over and out for another pre-season delight of FC Live. And we'll be back on Saturday for FC United against Atherton Colts live from Broadhurst Park. Get down there, 3 o'clock kickoff. But if you can't make it, we'll have live commentary available right here on FC Radio. But a big thank you to Woods Out for these pre-season coverage, and Neil. And we'll be back on Saturday. You take care. Bye-bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.